Yeah, it's still a shock, Mike, when it happens. I know, I mean, look, things have been bad for the last couple of years, but you still kind of expect something to come out of the woodwork, something will pull through. I mean, I've seen lean years before in the club, and there was a times, oh, it seems every 10, 15 years we've had bad times, and it looked like we're going to the wall, but somehow always survived, always pulled through. But this time, it feels like the end. I'm still hoping against hope that something can be pulled out of the fire, but it's certainly not looking good. And it's really sad days for football in Limerick. We're 82 consecutive years in senior football. Only Dundalk is the only provincial town or city with a longer unbroken run in the league, and it'd be very sad if that comes to an end.
You're around the world watching football. You just love football, and you love international, you love national football. But you have a real affiliation and affection towards League of Ireland football, and your journey with Limerick FC goes back to basically when you were a child. I mean, I love the quote where you looked in disbelief at Limerick beating Real Madrid at one stage and scoring goals against them the year they got to the final against Liverpool. I mean, how does it feel today knowing that all those memories will just be memories because the history of the club could be eradicated very quickly?
Yeah, it's just so hard to comprehend. Yeah, as you say, Mike, I've actually been going since I was 4 years of age, and I've never stopped. I mean, my grandfather, Lord rest him, and my dad would bring me up to the popular side, and it was always on a Sunday afternoon in those days. And it just the club seems like it's always been there. I mean, I remember the old men talking about glory days going back to the 1940s, the 1950s, and they seemed like a lifetime or centuries ago. And now I know when I talk about games, people talk about a long time ago. As you say, I saw us lead Real Madrid in Lansdowne Road, Des Kennedy's goal, and it looked like we were actually going to beat them. I saw Limerick walk out in the Bernabeu, which was an amazing experience. My own favourite memory is actually Limerick winning the league in Athlone in 1980. It's the only league win in my lifetime. And that was a great side, fantastic players. And look, for two or three years, we were the best side in the country, or certainly one of the best sides anyway.
And nobody will ever forget the journey home then, and, you know, the parading through the streets and the thousands of people that went to St. Mel's and the thousands of people that greeted the side. A lot of people have a huge interest in Limerick FC. Is it a passive interest, though, Gary? Because you've gone through hundreds of supporters who fell in love with the club, fell out of love with the club. Are we suitable for senior soccer? Could we sustain it if it was done right? Or are we just the passive generation that just take a view at the results and the performances but don't go and support it where it matters most?
Well, I think, yeah, I think it is passive, Mike, but I'll go back to an example. Limerick is a sports mad city, but I can even go back to the first game in Thomond Park, when it looked like there was another rebirth of the club. We were back in the Premier Division, and there was over 5,000 people there for the Cork City match. Mm-hmm. And I think John was probably one of the only guys, but John, one of our long-time fans, is also a big hurling fan, and he actually came from the Gaelic grounds. Limerick were playing their first competitive game of 2013, and he said there were 200 people at the game, Limerick and Carlow, and he said Carlow had more fans than Limerick. And look at all the people celebrating the All-Ireland, fantastic wins for the hurlers. But so I think we have a lot of passive support, as there is for all sports. I think if it's done right, we would get a lot more people there. We've had some huge crowds in the Markets Field. Thinking of the playoffs against Finn Harps, we had over 5,000 people in 2015 through the doors. I think if the right structures are there, the right people running the club, and there's a lot of goodwill locally, I think a lot more people will go to the games. Yeah, I think there has been issues, definitely, of a fickle support, that if there's a winning team there, the crowds will come in their thousands. You even go back to the league winning season of 79-80, the opening game at home to UCD, there were 200 people in the Markets Field. By the time, that was in September 79, by the time Dundalk came in November 79, you couldn't fit in the gate. The official attendance was like 5,000, there's probably a lot more there. So, yeah, there is a huge, I think, passive support, latent support. Hopefully even the shock news this week might garner or force people into action, I suppose. It's great to see Councillor Daly and hopefully some of the other politicians will get on board with this and try at the final hour to save the club.
I think a couple of times this year when I've been talking with Joan Ash in Limerick Today, I used the phrase, "We'll only miss it when it's gone." There's a real fear now that in 3 months' time, when the league season kicks off, and there's a real height of expectation around the country about a new season and everybody dreams of winning trophies, we just won't have that feeling. And then people will start to get angry about why we let it go so easily.
Yeah, I think that, the fixture list is probably out next week, and it'll come as a real shock when we're not in that, and especially next February when the season kicks off, that there'll be no team in the city or in the county, and no team for 60-odd miles. I mean, I don't think too many people want to go and support Galway or Cork.
No, they certainly won't, but we'll have plenty of Limerick interest, certainly at AIM and DC Park next season. Gary, you're a great supporter of the game in general, and I think anybody who's related to you on social media and follows you, you go right around the world watching football games. It might be the women's national side, an underage team. You seem to be at every footballing occasion. The FAI in recent weeks, it's brought a tear to, I say, every hardcore supporter's eye. Maybe it's a time, a bit like Limerick FC, where now we can start new and start fresh and generate the interest back in the game again. But these are the darkest days for football, I'd say, in your memory, because now you've been hit with a double whammy on the national team that you love, but most of all, the local team that you love most.
Yeah, it's dark days, and at national level and at local level. I'm still hoping that the national team can still qualify for Euro 2020. I mean, next year we've got games in Dublin in June, and it would be absolutely amazing if we're in them. If we're hosting the party with Slovakia or Bosnia or Northern Ireland in Dublin, it's going to be another blow for the FAI, and it's going to make it even harder to attract sponsors to pay off the massive debt that's there. It's dark days for our national team, for our local domestic side. It's not good times, as you say. Yeah.
It's definitely not good times. I suppose, just to finish, if anybody was out there listening to us this morning and they hear the emotion in your voice, they hear the pleas from people locally, those that care about football, even if you've got a kid that's probably good enough that might be 9 or 10, you need senior soccer in a city. You need to be seen as the top of the pyramid. You need those kids to aspire to playing at the best level in this country. To do that, you need a strong senior team in your city or county. You'd be saying to that person, act on it and try and do whatever it takes, whether it's with Councillor Daly or with whoever tries to fix this problem. Get behind it, because it will be worth it in the long run.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of goodwill out there, Mike, and there's a lot of goodwill even among the other clubs. I could say for certain that firstly all the other clubs in the league would welcome even a cobbled together club from Limerick, a new club. I think rules can be bent. I think there's still time to get a club into the league. It's not like there's a local rival or something like that that would be objecting. So hopefully something can still be done, because, look, Limerick is the third city in the country. It's a huge population, a huge hinterland, a huge county, a huge sporting county, and it needs a senior team.